Tough game out there tonight. What do you make of it?
Well, a tough loss. That's one thing. We battled back to make it 2-2, and then we couldn't kill the penalty. We failed to clear the puck a couple times, and a lot of times when you do that, it comes back and haunts you. But even though it's 3-2, I liked our chances in the third period, and we had a bunch of shots. We had a bunch of scoring chances, and right now we get a. Got to get back at it tomorrow. It's as quick as we can do it. Lost Daniel Carr early in the first period, and that hurts too, because then I have to ask more from other forwards, and sometimes you over attack or overplay some guys, and then when they get to play on their regular line, they're gassed a little bit. But having said that, we can't dwell on it. So we got to play right back at it tomorrow.
With a quick turnaround, how are you guys going to plan for tomorrow night to try to get bounced back for this one without Daniel Carr?
Well, we're going to bring somebody else in. When we feel that all three forwards that were out tonight, can help us. And we have some guys that that know that it can play better. But, all in all, it's every game is tough. Doesn't matter who you play. I mean, these guys are fighting for jobs next year, and they have a good team. They have skills, and they don't need much to get the puck in the net. But I liked our game, but there's some breakdowns that we have to not make tomorrow.
Just get straight about Carr. It was more than precautionary out. Then for this game, you won't be available tomorrow night for sure. Is that the case?
We're just going to be reevaluated tomorrow, but I doubt it.
Okay. You talked about this with Rochester, and I don't know how you can drive. You've the point in with players that you can get bushwhacked by these teams, right? Who are loosey-goosey, playing for contracts, got like new guys in there trying to impress. Can you drive that point home enough?
Well, we're going to repeat it again. And, we talked about it all week long. We know they have a good team. They have some players that can do some damage, and they brought in Colin White, from college, which is he's a top end player, and their goalie was good tonight. He made some big saves at key times, and when you have Chalidon, in front of the net by himself, he's probably the guy, him or Terry, and even Sherbach or Odette. These are the guys you want in those situations, and Charlie had a good shot and he made the save. But we have to find a way to get 2 points tomorrow.
No rebounds either. That was the thing. I mean, he had good puck control there tonight.
Yeah.
It wasn't spectacular, but he's solid, right?
Yeah.
Just ask about your own goaltender. There was two goals. The White one and probably the fourth one. He was down, I thought, early. Did you have a mind made up as to whether or not you're coming back with Zach Fucale, or what's the problem? Does the story with Zach Fucale in terms of
I playing? Haven't made up my mind yet. The last thing I'm going to do is blame my goaltender for tonight's loss. That's not what I'm going to do. And, it wasn't the case. And Yandini's been good all season long for us. And we'll see what we decide tomorrow.
Do you know anything? Can you, Charlie Lindgren? Do you expect? How are you planning? Are you? Is it just a day-to-day plan with him, or do you have an idea of what's going forward with him?
We don't really know. We have to deal on a day-to-day basis, and obviously he's not going to be there for tomorrow, and we'll see if he's there on Tuesday.